Doomwhite, Disc 2.
Chapter 4. Contrary to popular hopes, the rain didn't stop after lunch. If anything, it seemed to increase, driven by a gusting east wind. This meant that the young ones, and particularly the Dibbons, could not play outdoors. The mole babe Dougray and his trusty aide, a tiny squirrel maid called Firth, were leading a band of their companions to the main abbey door, until they were confronted by Skipper Rogus. The brawny otter gave them a comical scowl.
Shudder me, rudder! I've caught a pile of deserters!
None of the Dibbons feared Rogus. They thought he was quite amusing. Firth wrinkled their snub nose at him.
What's about deserters?
Rogus allowed Firth to clamber up until she was perched on his shoulder. Then he winked at her.
A band of deserters, me little darling, are scamps who run away when their friends need 'em.
Mole Babe Dougray began the ascent of Skipper's legs.
But we ain't run away, sir, as in just likes to go outside and get soaked wet in the rain.
Rogus clasped a paw dramatically to his brow.
Don't go, mates. You'll all be drowned out there. Parts of that lorn are flooded deeper in your little heads. Stay indoors, I begs you.
A very tiny mouse spread his paws wide.
I sooner get drowned. What us doing here, eh? Nothing.
Skipper crouched down, looked left and right, squinting one eye, and beckoned them close. He spoke in a secretive whisper to the Dibbon band.
Nothing? You mean poor old Skipper's going to be all on his own up in that dormitory?
The very tiny mouse whispered back to Rogus.
What are you doing up in that dormitory?
The otter confided in a low, urgent tone.
I got a ship up there, ready to set sail right away. I can go in on a trip until this rain stops and I finds a rainbow. But I needs a crew. Any beast knows where a poor skipper can find strong, trusty beasts.
There was an immediate clamour of volunteers. A moment later, Rogus was labouring up the stairs, laden down by his clinging crew. Abbot Glisson, who had overheard everything, smiled as he watched them go.
I think our skipper should keep them amused. You know, I'm not sure who enjoys that otter's games more, him or the Dibbons.
Violet, the jolly hedgehog sister, shook her head.
A table turned upside down with one of my good bedsheets for a sail, those little uns do have fun.
Samulus nodded wearily.
So they do, sister. And what, pray, will we get? A table for me to fix, and a torn bedsheet for you to mend. That'll be Skipper's ship.
Glisson agreed with both his friends.
Aye, that's how it usually ends. But you wouldn't begrudge the babes a bit of enjoyment on a rainy day, would you now?
Sister Violet adjusted the fussy, embroidered cap she always wore.
Gracious me, father, I'd be the last one to complain. In fact, I think I'll go to the kitchens and make a small parcel of provisions for those poor mites on their long voyage.
Stifling a chuckle, the abbot turned to Samulus.
I'm glad they won't go hungry. So, my old friend, what'll we do with the rest of our day?
Samulus scratched his tail as if it were a weighty decision.
Let me see.